USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
40-plus world leaders met virtually Thursday to talk climate change. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country, the world's largest consumer of coal, will attempt to strictly limit increasing coal consumption over the next 5 years. It should be noted that everything being discussed are non-binding commitments. Sports was a way for Americans to come together. 11-year Army vet Graham Allen tells Fox News the reason for the collapse in ratings at Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association is because of what Americans want is not what's being delivered.
Sports is supposed to bring Americans together, especially troops overseas. It's this opportunity to just forget about what's going on and just watch the amazing game and the amazing talent of the amazing athletes. Your ratings are going down the drain. Listen to what the American people are actually telling you that they want.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Georgia Star News is reporting an elections group funded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has donated $5.6 million to the office of Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the lead-up to the 2020 presidential election. Walter Jones, a spokesman for Raffensperger's office, said that the funds enabled this and local elections offices to combat disinformation. The Georgia legislature passed an election reform bill since the election to ensure election integrity. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, said at a press conference Thursday that the Democrat push for Washington, D.C. statehood and to pack the U.S. Supreme Court is more of a power grab than doing good by the American people.
The Joe Biden who swore me into the Senate 9 years ago, I don't know where that guy is. I think they got him tied up in a basement somewhere because it's the crazies who are running the ship. But you know what? He is president now, so act like it.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation to make D.C. the country's 51st state. It now heads to the Senate. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The high cost of health care has many Americans worried. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Covering the cost of health care is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue comes solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR hits the big track this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. The Geico 500 is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.